welcome everyone to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. You know, when we hear that a friend, relative, or the relative of someone you know has been diagnosed with dementia, most often our response is to offer our support, to sympathize, ask if there's anything we can do to help. I mean, those were things I would always say. You know, I didn't really understand the disease. What I knew or thought I knew was that when one was diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's, was that it affects a person's memory, that they may not recognize family members, that they're easily confused or agitated. You know, and some of that was accurate, but also I've never been around anyone with dementia. But all that changed in March of 2019 when our mom was diagnosed with dementia. So until you have a family member with this diagnosis and you find yourself in the role of caregiver, it becomes really clear really quick how much you don't know about this disease. Everything from the diagnosis to where is mom on the dementia spectrum? Like how quickly is it going to progress? Can mom remain home or do we have to find a care facility? Do we need an attorney? How do we pay for all this? Are we even asking the right questions? And then there's the immediate family that may or may not be involved in mom's care. You know, as a family, how are we going to navigate all of this? And what about those difficult family members, you know, the ones that aren't there to help, but to cause problems. Who's going to be the one making the decisions, taking the calls, paying the bills? You know, you can read all the books, visit the websites, talk to the physicians, which I encourage you to do. You need to educate yourself on this disease, on the progression, on the terminology. There is a ton of information out there, but there's one variable that you're not going to find in the books or the websites or from talking to the medical staff. That variable, that wild card, is your person. You know, how is this disease going to affect their personality? How is it going to change them as it progresses? In our case, mom was difficult. She was a challenge. She was strong-willed. She was fiercely independent. She was narcissistic. She lacked any self-awareness. She was a manipulator without a shred of empathy or concern for anyone else. She attempted to play everyone against the other, tearing her own kids and family down, yet somehow she always saw herself as the victim. One minute she's sweet and charming, the next she's mean and nasty. She wasn't one to accept help. She was quick to reject or sabotage any efforts to assist her. She was very smart. She had an answer for everything and was a very experienced and masterful liar. This is just who she was. This is the person who raised us. This was her pre-dementia. So you can imagine with those personality and character traits, our dread, our concern as to how we were going to navigate her care now that she's been diagnosed with dementia. So this podcast that you're listening to is the introduction to what I'm calling the Roberta series. Roberta was mom's first name. And my intent and my hope with this series is that it may provide support or some guidance or empowerment for those of you or someone you know who's caring for a really difficult parent. And in our case, a difficult parent with dementia. The harsh reality is that you're losing your loved one, your family member, and this journey is going to take a toll. You're taking on a lot. There's so much to this disease and its progression that you just don't realize until you're in the thick of it. Not to mention your own emotions, the memories, your history with mom or dad. And then there's the secrets that you discover while cleaning out the closets or the files that have been hidden from you since before your first birthday. You know, the biggest influence for me sharing our story was at the time when hospice was called in. The hospice coordinator had called wanting to get to know mom, her childhood, her parents, siblings. You know, she did a real deep dive on her history and wanted to know who she was as a person. And I was very honest with her. I told her, you know, that mom was a challenge and I provided all the specifics from childhood to present day. I said, you know, she wasn't always a good person. She's done some really cruel things to her family with no accountability or ever an apology. But I also shared some of the good times. You know, mom had a wicked sense of humor and there were moments or episodes that were pleasant, that were fun. And at the end of our conversation, I remember the coordinator saying something like, wow, you guys have been through a lot. And with everything I shared, she was curious as to how I was able to talk about mom without being angry or bitter. Like, how are you guys able to show up and be here for her? And I said, believe me, all of those feelings and thoughts have been felt and said by all of us, not only during the beginning of our care for her with this dementia diagnosis, but throughout our life with mom. And I said, you know, I guess I'm here, I'm doing what I'm doing and being present because I've done a lot of work around my life with mom. I've done a lot of counseling. And honestly, if I hadn't done that work, I don't know how I would be during this situation. I don't know that I'd even be here. And then she went on to suggest that, have you thought about writing a book to share your story? She said it would be helpful for others going through this because they see a lot of situations like ours, but not handled the way we were handling it. That conversation with hospice has always stayed with me and it resurfaces when I'm around friends who are entering this arena or in the thick of caring for their difficult parent. And so while not all the parents have been diagnosed with dementia, there's a lot of similarities, the difficulties, the resentment, the memories, all of the stuff. Then again, how do we start this process? How do we get our parent to work with us when they're so difficult? The finances, the family, the care facility, just all of the things. So from that conversation 3 years ago with hospice and with my friends, to me, it seems like there's a lot more Roberta situations out there than we realize. And while I too read the books and I talked with the medical staff and caregivers, there were lots of other things we didn't see coming, which goes back to not knowing how your person is going to be affected by dementia. There were so many things I wish we had known or were better prepared for. So maybe our story can help in that way. You know, in the Roberta series, I'm going to talk about everything from the diagnosis, getting your support team together, the legal, the day-to-day care, family issues, removing the car, and in mom's case, removing her car and her cigarettes, placing her in assisted living. The list goes on and on. We have a lot to talk about. You know, as I wind up this introduction, I would like to close with a few statements, disclaimers, if you will. I want to make it really clear that I'm not using this podcast as an opportunity to trash talk my deceased mother. That's not what this is about. Mom was difficult. She was narcissistic. She was all of those things. We, the family, her physicians, her caregivers, we knew this about her. Everyone saw it. And at some point, we're on the receiving end of her personality. You know, we talked openly about mom. We had to so we could navigate her care, to create an action plan, not only for her, but for ourselves, which included being prepared for her rejection, her sabotage, or even the repeated calls to 911. And as I said, she could be very charming, very convincing. She had an answer for everything, and she was very quick, and she could also turn on you in an instant. And she did. One time she chased one of the caregivers out of the house. So up until she was placed in a care facility, we had to be on our toes and stay as far ahead of her as possible. And for the most part, we did. You know, and it wasn't just me that was caring for mom. My husband Daryl, my brother Brian, his wife Kelly, we were all involved. We were there together overseeing mom's care, and we were there for each other. And for that, I am immensely grateful, and I'm very proud of us. I know it doesn't always go this way. That family piece in these situations can be just as traumatic and tough as it is caring for your family member. And lastly, I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions or if you'd like to share your story, please feel free to reach out. Caring for someone who's nearing their end of life, even under the best of circumstances, is very hard. It's a brutal time, especially when dealing with a difficult parent. There's just so much to deal with, the emotions, the history. You're going to get triggered, and it's not fun. It's a rough time. So again, please feel free to reach out. So in addition to this introduction, episode 2 and 3 are available. Episode 2, Roberta's diagnosis, was a process. Mom did not make it easy. We had to get some outside assistance to interact with her to help with the diagnosis. Episode 3, getting your support team together. You can't go this alone. You're not meant to take this on by yourself. You need support, and you need a team. So the Roberta series can be found on my website, donnewton.com, iTunes, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, all of those social platforms. And you can also reach out on those platforms as well. So thank you for listening. And when you're ready, let's meet up at episode 2, Roberta's diagnosis.